there. We never have enough time with you guys. We got to do a two-parter. We got to like have you in for the whole hour, and we still won't have enough time. But if people want to find out more information about some of the things we've talked about today, I encourage you to check out the website, swcymca.org, swcymca.org. Be sure to follow the Y on social media as well. Guys, thanks a lot for hanging out with
us. Thank
you,
James.
Thanks, James.
We'll be back with more Morning Magazine tomorrow here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Matt Piper at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan, where former President Trump will be indicted. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was just here. She addressed the crowd for a little bit, and there are now hundreds and hundreds of supporters of the president here.
What they're doing to him is just yet another thing in whatever kind of witch hunt they have to prevent him from running for president again.
Some against him.
To watch him be booked, it's pretty sweet. I want to be here for it.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Now with more CBS News, here's Steve Kathan.
Well, former President Trump will soon be booked ahead of his historic arraignment that includes fingerprinting, but no mugshot or handcuffs. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says the court proceeding should be brief.
I bet we hear a not guilty plea, and that's about it. I mean, the big kind of reveal today is we'll hear the charges. We think and expect there will be that charge of falsification of business records, but what is that hooked to bring that misdemeanor up into a felony?
Overseas now. Finland's national anthem is played at ceremonies to welcome the country into NATO. The alliance now has 31 members. CBS's Holly Williams.
NATO's expanding membership has been a bone of contention with Russia for many years now. In fact, in the lead up to Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, he complained about NATO expansion in Europe as more and more countries have sought membership, particularly after the collapse of the Soviet Union.
The World Health Organization says today 1 in 6 people worldwide is affected by infertility.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. In its first such assessment in more than a decade, the WHO says more than 17% of the global population is experiencing some form of infertility, with similar rates across continents. It wants to see more resources put into diagnosis, prevention, and affordable treatments.
Well, tens of millions of dollars were spent on a race that will be decided today in Wisconsin. CBS's Jim Krasula says it's for a seat on the state's Supreme Court.
Abortion access is at stake in today's Wisconsin Supreme Court election, in the most expensive judicial race in American history. The future of Republican-drawn legislative maps, voting rights, and years of other Republican policies are also hanging in the balance.
Connecticut won its fifth men's college basketball championship last night with a 76-59 win over San Diego State. This UConn student says it was quite a run.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. I love the experience because my senior year I got to experience it, so it means a lot.
Ratings for Sunday's women's title game were up 103% over last year. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 170. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com, STIHLUSA.com.
Saluting Vets is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Army veteran Alfredo De Los Santos sustained multiple injuries and PTSD while serving in Afghanistan. Art therapy helped him express the trauma he was feeling.
When I'm doing this, it's like I don't think about the pain. There's no pain. It's a way to control the demons. They're still hunting me.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for today, Tuesday, April 4th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Department Conference Room. The Residential Options Committee will meet at 11 a.m. at the courthouse. In Portage County, the Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30 p.m. Following that, the Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7 p.m. The Stevens Point Downtown Business Improvement District Board will meet at 2:30 p.m. The Village of Whiting will meet at 5 p.m. for their Utilities Committee meeting. In Adams County, the Veterans Service Commission will meet from 9:30 to 11 a.m., and the Land and Water and UWEX committee meeting will run from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Election Day is today. Polls are open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Catch live election coverage tonight at 7 on your favorite Civic Media station. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 38, winds out of the east, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 37. 52 tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. A dusting of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 34.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We're having a couple of happy election day. I am going to be trying to do this. Okay, I can't hear anything right now, so we're having some technical issues, but it is election day, and we are wondering, what is the biggest story of the day? Is it the election, or is it Trump getting indicted? 844-967-2789. This is a super fun way to start the day, but we are talking about the biggest story of the day. On the one hand, you have the story that for the first time in presidential history, Donald Trump will be criminally charged today. The former president flew into his hometown, New York City, yesterday, and is set to appear at a courthouse in Lower Manhattan to plead not guilty this afternoon. And separately, obviously, we are in Wisconsin, and so the other big story of the day is that Wisconsin voters are determining if the state Supreme Court keeps its 4-3 conservative majority or flips to liberal control for the first time in 15 years, potentially ending the reign of the Republican control over our state. I know what I'm picking. I would say, as much as it's fun to be watching Trump's plane and when he's landing and everything that's going on in New York, the stakes are so high that I don't know how you don't choose Wisconsin and our election and the results that will come in tonight as not the biggest story of the day. The stakes are so high because there is so much on the ballot, depending on who wins this election. It could lead to, obviously, the 1849 law that's banned abortion in almost every case in Wisconsin
right.
since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. It could also prompt challenges to Wisconsin's legislative maps, which heavily favor Republicans. The new maps would give Democrats a shot at winning more seats, not only in our state house, but also in the U.S. House of Representatives, which could have ramifications, obviously, for who controls the House. And also, Tuesday, race today will also determine which party controls the court in our key swing state during the 2024 presidential election. We came within one vote of overturning President Joe Biden's victory in 2020, and there is not a lot of proof to say that why that wouldn't happen again in 2024.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to be able to ask you guys to change my mind if you think Trump is the bigger story, but we are still working on the sound for today. And so I'm just going to keep talking. And so hopefully we're also having a lot of things going on in today's show. In the next segment, we're going to be having our weatherman, Corey Hartman, join to be able to talk about the severe weather storms that we are facing for the southern Wisconsin today. It's probably not going to be until later today. So if you can get out there and vote earlier,
do it now.
You should do so. And so we will talk to him in the next segment about expectations of what and where the weather will look like this afternoon. And then later in the show, there's another really big story, and no, it's not the Chicago mayor's race, though that is a big story, but really, like, it's Chicago. Who actually cares? But there is a lot happening in Tennessee right now, and so we're going to be talking about that at noon. I think there's a lot of other, like we said, with Wisconsin's election, with Trump, there's a lot of news happening, but there's an emergency in Texas as far as Republicans trying to expel three Democratic lawmakers, which is a pretty extraordinary action for Tennessee, considering just two other House members have ever been ousted from the chamber since the Civil War. So that feels a big deal. And then at 12:30, we're going to be talking to Wisconsin's new poet laureate, Nicholas Guleg, who has authored three poetry books and is currently an associate professor at UW-Whitewater. He's going to join us to talk about poetry. So we'll have a little bit of a break from politics today. But throughout the day, you know, we have a lot planned, but obviously the thing that is on everyone's mind is
today's
what's going to happen tonight. And I know for the civic media, we are going to have a special broadcast for the evening. You can be able to hear Jane and I tonight from 7 to 8, but we have an entire lineup starting with a special Devil's Advocates that is going to go for an extra hour. So you get an extra hour of Dom and Crute. And so that will last until 7 p.m. And then Jane and I will take over and anchor from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m., which is when polls will officially close. And then we will hand it over to our news director, Terry Bell, who is going to have a bunch of correspondents all across the state giving us updates as results roll in. And so we are doing our best, just like we did for the primary, just like we did for the midterms, to be giving you up-to-date statewide coverage on more things than just the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, which obviously is the thing that most people are watching. But there's also a lot of other things on the ballot. And depending on where you live, there's things as like school referendums and school boards. And if you're in Senate District 8, that is obviously also a very big deal, because that is going to decide whether or not the state Senate has a supermajority. And so as we continue to think throughout the day, I know that there's lots of different news outlets that are having live updates that we're going to be watching and being able to come in with breaking news, whether it's with the election or with Trump's indictment, which I think is going to start around 1:30. So we will still be on the air, and we will, as anything seems like it's worth bringing to you, we will. But just some basics for election day, because even up until yesterday, I was still getting questions. And so it's worth repeating and repeating and repeating. Polls are open until 8 p.m. And all eligible voters in line at 8 p.m. will still be able to vote. Do not get out of line. As long as you're in line at 8 p.m., they have to let you vote. Now, if you still don't know what's on your ballot, you can look that up very easily at myvote.wi.gov, and you will click on what's on my ballot. And you just put your address in, and a fake, like a sample ballot, will pop up with everything in the order of what will look like on your ballot. Obviously, the statewide Wisconsin Supreme Court election will be on there for everyone. There will also be three questions two of which are amendments to the state constitution that have to deal with how, with judges' discretion when it comes to people who have been charged. I am voting no on both of those. They're very confusing, and we've talked about them previously, but I know WPR, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, there's a lot of news coverage as far as trying to explain those two referendums. There is also a non-binding referendum, and so that is about, shall able-bodied people be forced to work? Or be forced to look for work if they're receiving public assistance. Now, that is non-binding, but it is also currently also state law. And so it is kind of a red herring on there to potentially motivate people who are convinced that people who are receiving public assistance are lazy. And so that is another one I will be voting no on. But along with looking at what's your ballot, you can also check your registration on myvote.wi.gov, and you can also check your polling place to make sure that you know that you are going to the right place, because sometimes where you voted last time may have changed. And so you just want to be able to look that up. And just a reminder that you need your ID. So you need a form of identification, and that can be your driver's license, which even if your driving privileges have been revoked or suspended, you can still use that ID. You can also use a Wisconsin identification card from the Department of Motor Vehicles, which are available for free. You can use a military ID, or you can use a U.S. passport. So, and finally, if you are not registered, you can register in person today. And so you need your ID to do that, but you also need to bring a proof of residency. And so that can be a utility bill issued within the last 90 days, a bank credit, like a bank statement, a credit union statement, credit card, mortgage statement. You can bring a paycheck, and leases are also accepted as documents, but you will need to be able to bring that with you to be able to register, but you can register today and vote today. And so that is a lot of information. We will continue to give that election day basics throughout the day as a reminder for people as they come in and out. And so we are, I would like to continue to hear from you. We are going to go to a commercial break really soon so we can kind of try to fix the technical issues that we're having since I cannot hear Jane right now. But, definitely make sure you vote. Make sure you're texting three friends to vote, but also would love to for you to weigh in. Is this the most important story, or is Trump the most important story as we go into this all eyes on Wisconsin Day, Election Day? We're going to go to break and be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Buck Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter. Their motto, Elks Care, Elks Share, is evident in everything they do. From the community programs supporting families, veterans, local scouting troops, and school scholarships, to their weekly bingo nights and Friday fish fries. The Elks give back nearly $30,000 to the community each year, but they need your help. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks Care and Elks Share. Become an Elk today.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my gal and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather just can't get my poor old self together.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are dealing with some tech issues right now, and we're working on those. Joining us right now, though, on the phone from our headquarters, Corey Hartman, our weatherman du jour. Corey, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. And, you know, the weather guy is always the great accordion that can fill when there's technical issues.
Good, because we got some issues going on. Anyway,
we can go 2 minutes. We can go 20 minutes. That's what weather guys do.
Fabulous. Well, I'll just keep you on the phone then, Corey, until we get all of this resolved. Fancy Brian is
that
here.
That sounds great.
Working on it, too. But we do have some weather coming our way later on today, don't we?
You know, we do. A good chunk of the southern, fifth of Wisconsin is under an enhanced risk of severe weather today, and a slight risk is almost the bottom third of Wisconsin. So what that means is, we don't like to get caught up in those words and things here today, but what that means is that there's more than a zero threat of severe weather. As some people will remember from last Friday, we had a few tornadoes that snuck over the border and came into southern Wisconsin. And we've got that same kind of setup today. In fact, there are already very severe thunderstorms down toward the Rockford and Rochelle, Illinois area. There's been baseball-size hail in the Quad Cities, and there's been 80 to 90 mile per hour wind gusts. Fortunately,
80 to 90 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, 80 to 90 went through the east side of the Quad Cities and knocked out a bunch of power poles and all sorts of things down there. Fortunately, that's all staying south of the Illinois-Wisconsin border for now, but there is a severe thunderstorm watch that continues into the Chicagoland area. So they're going to be dealing with that for the next few hours. Then there's going to be a second wave of storms, and honestly, any time between about 2 p.m. And 7 p.m. is when that second round of storms is going to form. So if you're thinking of voting and stuff today with the big election day, you want to get that done as early as possible. Do it at lunchtime. Do it as early in the afternoon as possible, because as the polls are getting ready to close later today, we could see parts of the state with a threat for severe weather.
Oh, no kidding. So I know we're not under any watches right now, Corey, are we?
No, no watches, no warnings in the state of Wisconsin. Again, though, just over like one county into Illinois, they've got a bunch of severe thunderstorm warnings and watches down in that area. And then again, over toward the Chicagoland vicinity.
And I know, too, Corey, when you mentioned those tornadoes that came through last Friday, they were, from what I recall, they were all EF0s or EF1s. But those are still remarkably damaging. And it's because of the high winds.
Absolutely. And of course, it never really matters if it is straight line winds or a weak tornado. It's still going to do the same type of damage. It's going to take down branches, trees. You know, mobile homes are not a great place to be during severe weather. You need to know where your shelter is. And they are continuing to rack up the tornado count as the Weather Service out of Milwaukee continues to look at damage areas. And the one thing is they need to kind of get those damage surveys done, because any storms that come through today will kind of, you know, overwrite what was out there from Friday. So I know our friends at the National Weather Service offices in Milwaukee and Chicago and Quad Cities and La Crosse have all been very, very busy with the Friday outbreak. And now, again, we're looking for more severe weather possible today.
Yeah, and it's, as you mentioned, too, a lot of this weather is going to be hitting some of those same areas that were hit so hard last Friday.
Right, exactly. And, you know, some of the towns that are in the enhanced or elevated risk of severe weather today include Platteville, Mineral Point, Madison, Monroe, Janesville, Lake Geneva, and Waukesha. So, you know, and then the whole rest of the southern half of Wisconsin is under what we call a slight risk, or a 2 out of 5. But the areas we were just talking about, Madison to Platteville to Lake Geneva, that's a 3 out of 5. And then today, there is a 4 out of 5 risk, and that's down into portions of Illinois and eastern Iowa, where it also was on Friday. We had injuries. We had an F4 in Iowa last Friday, and that was a very, very large tornado. And we could see a strong or large tornado again today somewhere in this risk area.
Well, and as you said too, Corey, the main thing is get out and vote as soon as you can, because you pointed out what between 2 and 7 is when things could start getting a little bit dicey with some of these storm systems, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the hail threat is basically from now till about 4 o'clock. And then, you know, we can add in the damaging winds and a few tornadoes again as we get later on into the evening. And, you know, the main thing is that it only takes one storm that affects your house to be like your big thing that you're going to talk about for a while, right?
Absolutely.
And it might, you know, it might not hit Joe's house down the street or whatever, but if it hits your house, it's just as big of an event as if we had, you know, 50 tornadoes across the place. So know what county you live in, know the part of the county you live in. Warnings are still issued by county. They usually don't issue for the entire county anymore. We use polygons, little squares on the radar. Get yourself an app where you can see those warning polygons so you know if you are in or out of the warning. If you're in the warning, then you need to take shelter.
All right, Corey Hartman, thank you so very much for checking in from Madison. Stay with us. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin.
Raining all the time.
The Shaw 101. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Arguments in a lawsuit that will determine if abortion remains illegal in Wisconsin start next month in a Dane County Circuit Court. Oral arguments in the suit filed nearly a year ago by Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and Governor Tony Evers begin May 4th, exactly 1 month after tomorrow's state Supreme Court election. While the case could be resolved before the new justice is seated this summer, it's more likely to come before the Supreme Court when either Janet Protasiewicz or Dan Kelly take the seat of retiring Justice Pat Rogenczak. The court is currently controlled by conservatives 4-3. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has asked the IRS to investigate St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Cottage Grove after the pastor posted a bulletin urging parishioners not to vote for her in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The foundation says that's blatant electioneering. Churches and charities, which are tax-exempt, have been banned from engaging in political activity since 1954. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 38, winds out of the east, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 37. 52 tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. A dusting of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Done at 2 o'clock. I'm going to zip over to my polling place and get it done. And Ben Wickler from WISDems posted on Twitter earlier this morning that
Over 400,000 absentee and early voting ballots have already been cast.
Yeah, I saw that as of yesterday, 400,000 people have already voted, which is wild.
Yeah.
That is, I think, one of the biggest stories that we will see coming out of today's election is what the turnout ends up being. Because, you know, Wisconsin, we've talked about this a lot, but Wisconsin in the fall, we are in fall primary partisan elections. We are also almost always top five for voter turnout out of all the states. Like, Wisconsin votes. Granted, we're also a swing state, and so the amount of money that is consistently spent here when there is a statewide election is very high. What's unusual is that this is not typically the case for spring elections. We've talked about the differences in the lowest voter turnout in the fall is still like 30 points higher than the highest voter turnout typically in the spring. But I think no matter what, a major story for today is going to be what voter turnout ends up being. And will it be as high? I think it's very optimistic to think that it would be as high as a fall election. But for breaking records for a spring election, I think we are well on track. I know, you know, if you just think about purely just the attention and the money, right? There is groups across the state reporting millions of voter contacts. The spending for the Wisconsin Supreme Court race is eclipsing $40 million.
It's crazy.
Just a crazy amount of money and ads. And as you said, more than 400,000 people in Wisconsin had already voted absentee as of Monday. And that's according to the data from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And, you know, Wisconsin usually sees less than a million votes cast overall in off-year spring elections when there's no presidential primary. The only two outliers were in 2019, in the April election that saw 1.2 ballots cast, and in 2011, the April election saw 1.5 million cast. But Charles Franklin, good old Charles Franklin, who runs the Marquette Law School poll since its inception, since 2012, predicts that voter turnout for this election will fall somewhere between 1 million and 1.5 million votes. He said in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, "I wouldn't be surprised at all to see it go past 1.2 million, but getting to 1.5 would be pretty exceptionally high turnout." And then he said, that said, we did set a record for turnout for the primary in February. And so if we can blow past where we were in February, it'll be really interesting. I think it'll be really interesting to see not only how many people turn out, but also who turns out. Because the organizing from the different political parties and different political groups, typical to what we see in the fall, both sides of the aisle when it comes to Wisconsin is very organized. They're very passionate. I think we said when Bradley Whitford was on the show yesterday, you know, the Wisconsin Democrats have Ben Wickler, who does an outstanding job, and I think you can really see what the fundraising has looked like since he took over as chairman for WisDems in the last couple years, and he is running again for that seat. But that's not to say that the Wisconsin GOP isn't incredibly organized, too. And so I saw this in Journal Sentinel that the Wisconsin GOP has made more than 1.5 million direct voter contacts, which includes knocking doors, texts. And this is according to Mark Jefferson, who's the executive director of the Wisconsin GOP. For this article, the Democratic Party did not respond, but NextGen, which we talked to a representative about their very unique program of using dating apps to encourage matches to vote. But NextGen has also reported that they sent more than 1.1 million text messages to Wisconsinites aged 18 to 35. They're sold to the polls. There's League of Women. You know, well, League of Women Voters wouldn't have been telling you who to vote for or what to vote for, but more just to go out and vote. And so certainly the groups have been there to support voter turnout for today. And now all that's missing is you to make sure you go and vote, because it's really important. And I think people who tune into this show probably already have a plan to vote, but I think it's making that extra step to make sure you're texting and calling the people in your life who maybe aren't as passionate as you and aren't maybe as aware of what's at stake for this election, but certainly spending a little time today, just shoot them a text. Say, hey, do you have a plan to vote today? Is there any questions I can answer for you? Because sometimes people are embarrassed to ask, right? If it gets this late in the game, people don't want to ask. Well, I'm not registered. Is it too late? Or I don't know, like, what do I mean? What's even on the ballot? And so, like, giving people the grace to be a person they can ask and not be embarrassed and know that you're not going to judge them, but actually be there to provide information at the 11th hour so they can get out and vote is, like, the best way to be in this situation. And so I will go through my election basics again, and we're going to keep repeating this because, you know, you don't know on a radio show who's popping in, who's popping out. But reminder that polls are open until 8 p.m., and anyone who is in line at 8 can still vote. They cannot turn you away so long as you are in. Do not leave the line. So long as you are in line at 8 p.m., you make sure that you can vote. If you still need to see what's on your ballot or you need to find where your polling place is, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. And if you're already registered, you just need to bring your ID, and that could be a driver's license, Wisconsin ID card, or a military ID, or a U.S. passport. And if you need to register, you can absolutely do that today, but you just have to bring a proof of residency. And so that can be a utility bill that has been issued in the last 90 days, any kind of bank statement, credit card statement, mortgage statement, a paycheck, or a lease. They're all accepted as documents. So you just need to bring that with your ID, and you can register and vote today. So, Jane, now that I can hear you, what do you think is the bigger story, Trump's indictment or the Wisconsin election?
Well, I would certainly go with our election. I mean, I realize that...
I think so, right?
I know that this is the first time that a former president has been indicted, and it's certainly a very big story, but I just think this race cannot be undercounted by any stretch of the imagination. And as you had mentioned in the first half hour, the 2024 presidential election could very well come down to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And so this election has national ramifications. Obviously, one of the reasons why so much money has been pouring into this race from all over the country. So keep that in mind when you cast your ballot. I have a question for you, Kristen. What if someone is going to go vote and they know who they're going to vote for the Supreme Court race, but they're not sure about the other people on the ballot who might be running for school board or something like that? Do you think they should just not vote in those races if they don't know? Or do you go with a D or an R at that point?
Well, there is no D or R. That's the only race, the only people who will have a D or an R next to their name for anyone on this ballot, it will be Senate District 8. So if you live in the northern suburbs of Milwaukee, that used to be represented by Senator Alberta Darling for a bit, like since the 90s. She stepped down, and so this is a special election, and it's the only technically partisan race that is on the ballot for just those people. So they will have an R. Dan Knodel will have an R next to his name, and Jody Habish-Sinikin will have a B next to her name. But everywhere else, and this, you know, I think election clerks and city clerks tend to get this question a lot, and people get confused when they vote maybe for the first time in their spring nonpartisan election, that they go to vote and they just want to vote down ballot a single party because that's typically how they make decisions. And you get to a nonpartisan race, and while ideologically everyone from Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly certainly have opposing ideological views, so do your school board races, and so do your local elections. And so that's a good point as far as it does put a little bit more burden on you to know who's there before you go in. And it's hard for me to say, like, that's a hard question. And I don't know. I think voting blindly, I think if you really don't know anything about either candidate, you don't vote. I don't know. What do you think?
I would agree with that, because again, voting blindly is not a good idea, but that's also one of the reasons why that myvote.wi.gov site is so important, because you can actually take a look at your ballot right now from home to see who's on your ballot. And if they are races that you're not familiar with, you can check on them before you head out to the polls, right?
Absolutely. And so if you go to myvote.wi.gov, that's just going to tell you what's on your ballot. It's not going to give you more information about the people.
Right.
Now, what you can do, League of Women Voters runs a site called vote411.org, which that is where they store their information of any questionnaire or survey that they, because they always ask everyone down the ticket to fill that out so then you can have more information on the candidates, especially down ballot tickets and so, or down ballot races. And so you can certainly try to check for vote 411. I know for the Milwaukee area, Milwaukee Record actually did a really helpful, like, short Milwaukee voting guide. And they did it in a nonpartisan way. And it was basically a lot of the time, it was like, if you usually vote for conservative stuff and Republican stuff, this is your person. If you usually vote for liberal stuff, this is your person. And like, kind of just like was very, in a very Milwaukee Record tongue in cheek way.
That's great.
Was like, not vote. They didn't endorse certain things, but they just said, if this is the way you lean, this appellate court judge or this circuit court judge, like these are the people that more likely will align with your values. And so certainly in your area, if you're outside of Milwaukee, I'm sure if you're in Madison, there's Cat Times has done things like this. And so there's a lot of people either at local newspapers who are trying to get that information out there. You just got to do the little extra effort to Google it, honestly, and look it up, because certainly if you're paying attention, people have tried to get the information out there, whether we're talking about the constitutional amendments that are worded so crazy, or we're talking about the candidates. And so hold on for just a second, James. Where do you typically vote? I'm going to try something really quickly.
Sure. I will be voting at my little neighborhood park, at the Enderis Park neighborhood. So that should all be good. And I believe we are good now, yes.
Are we good now?
We are good now.
Jane, we are good now.
We are good now.
Jane, how many times in your live radio career have you had a heart attack?
Since I've started here, only like three. So
it's
only like three. So it's good. It's good.
It's good.
Okay, we gotta go to break.
All right, we gotta go to break. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
Bud Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Bud Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
Home Furniture has been Central Wisconsin's home for the best in furniture for more than 60 years and four generations. Brands you know and trust, such as Lazy Boy, Ashley, Smith Brothers, and more. Our professionally trained consultants will help you find what you are looking for at an affordable price. Let our family help you create a space that's truly yours. Home Furniture, stop in for immediate availability or create your own piece. Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Last spring, you chose hardworking seed, but did it work as hard as you did? At NK Seeds, we know that all the time, all the effort, comes down to this. All that matters now is yield and how the seed performed on your acre. Because you can't fake performance, and bushels don't lie. Visit nkseeds.com/harvest.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. And happy election day.
Yes.
Have you queued up for some bumper music one day more? I feel like that feels apropos for today.
I will certainly pull it. I did not pull it, but I will.
Doesn't that, I feel like that is always a staple in my household for when we finally get to election day, after all of the anticipation, all of the TikToks, all of the voter information that you've tried to get out. And I think anyone who works in get out the vote efforts or campaigns, you get to the anticipation of election day and the last night with the eve today, the anticipation leading up until 8 p.m. tonight. And then you become glued to the TV, refreshing your phone, refreshing Twitter as results roll in. Because truly in a state, especially a state like this, you just don't know.
No, you don't.
You know, just don't know.
It could be super, super close. Then again, maybe one candidate will run away with it. It will be really interesting to see how this all shakes out. And don't forget, we're going to have all your coverage tonight as results come in. So starting at 8 p.m. across the Civic Media Network, you want to tune in as those results start coming in, because we will have them for you.
And for a little special plug for the hour that Jane and I will be anchoring, obviously Devil's Advocates is going to go for an extra hour, so they will be on till 7, and then Jane and I take over from 7 to 8 p.m., and so we will kick off the hour kind of setting up what to expect for the evening. But then at 7:20, we're going to be talking to UW-Madison political science professor Barry Burton. If you've read any article about elections in Wisconsin, you've read a quote from Barry Burton. He is someone who is quoted often as an elections specialist. And so we're going to spend a couple 10 minutes talking to him about kind of the strategy behind putting the referendums, binding or advisory, on the ballot, right? Both specifically the ones that you will see on your ballot today, but also the general trend of them and whether or not they actually motivate people. If that's what drives turnout, because there is, whether it's a marijuana referendum at the county level, an abortion referendum at the county level, a welfare referendum at the state level, do these things, when there is money put behind them, drive people to actually get out there and vote on an issue that won't actually be changed, besides the state constitution that would change. But looking forward to talking to Barry Burton about that. And then at 7:30, we're going to be joined by Patrick Marley, who longtime Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter and now the last excellent reporter. Yeah. And so he now works for Washington Post as a Midwest regional political reporter, and obviously has covered cover the Wisconsin Supreme Court race very closely. And so we will have all of our questions for him, both, you know, I think talking about turnout, talking about spending, talking about strategy, but also what happens. I know Politico, I think either yesterday morning or this morning, had an article that said, you know, if Janet Protasiewicz wins, this could be the beginning of the end of the stronghold the Republican Party has had on Wisconsin for over the for more than a decade.
More than a decade, yes.
And this could be, it's not just our gerrymandered state legislature. It's also our gerrymandered House, where of our six representatives, only two are Democrats, despite it being a 50-50 state, where 13 of the last 16 statewide elections have gone for Democrats. And so there's that, but there's also all of the cases that will inevitably rise to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and looking back at the ones that have, and what's happened to our voting rights and ballot boxes and our environment and so many things that get laid at the feet of the Wisconsin Supreme Court for the last 15 years, that it's basically, you know, as much as the conservatives like to talk about, because Janet Protasiewicz has run on her being very honest about her values, that now that means that it's going to become a super legislature, which makes no sense because for the foreseeable future, the GOP still has the legislature, and that, you know, laws are going to be written in the Supreme Court, despite the fact that specifically since Tony Evers has been governor, the Supreme Court has been an extension of the Republican Party.
Absolutely.
It's the whole reason we got least change as the criteria for our last round of redistricting maps. And so don't get it twisted that it's already been a partisan political arm. And that's not the way it's supposed to be.
No.
I don't want it to be that way, but it is. And this is our chance to potentially break minority rule that Wisconsin has been living under. Because it's not that I want Democrats as a total like dictator either, but I do want representative government.
Well, and I find it laughable that Dan Kelly's campaign claims that he's completely independent. On Devil's Advocates yesterday, Dom and Crute were talking about how Mr. Kelly flew all over Wisconsin, I believe, yesterday, on a donor's private plane, who is hugely supportive of anti-abortion groups.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just so disingenuous to say, you know, I have no opinion on this. Oh, give me a break.
I totally agree. And so, so it's so important. And obviously the other big story of the day, as we get any more information, we will certainly cover it. I don't know how thrilling it's really going to be, and or versus how mundane the fingerprints, the mugshot, and him getting back on his plane and going back to Mar-a-Lago. But if anything does arise, we will certainly keep you up to date on that. But coming up in the next hour, we're going to divert a little bit away from our election and that major story to talk about what's been happening in Tennessee.
This is crazy.
Which really feels like a big deal.
Yeah.
And so stick around for that, but we are going to take a break for the top of the hour news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial.